Welcome to Evening Prayer, Friday the 13th of November. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Your faithful servants bless you. They make known the glory of your kingdom. Blessed are you, Sovereign God, our light and our salvation. To you be glory and praise for ever. Now, as darkness is falling, wash away our transgressions. Cleanse us by your refining fire, and make us temples of your Holy Spirit. By the light of Christ, dispel the darkness of our hearts, and make us ready to enter your kingdom, where songs of praise for ever sound. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God for ever. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise now and for ever. Amen. Psalm 31. Into your hands I commend my spirit. In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Incline your ear to me. Make haste to deliver me. Be my strong rock, a fortress to save me, for you are my rock and my stronghold. Guide me and lead me in your name's sake. Take me out of the net that they have laid secretly for me. For you are my strength. Into your hands I commend my spirit. For you have redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. Into your hands I commend my spirit. I hate those who cling to worthless idols. I put my trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in your mercy. For you have seen my affliction and known my soul in adversity. You have not shut me up in the hand of my enemy. You have set my feet in an open place. Into your hands I commend my spirit. Have mercy upon me, Lord, for I am in trouble. My eye is consumed with sorrow, and my soul and body also. For my life is wasted with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength fails me because of my affliction, and my bones are consumed. I have become a reproach to all my enemies, and even to my neighbours, an object of dread to my acquaintances. When they see me in the street, they flee from me. I am forgotten like one that is dead, out of mind. I have become like a broken vessel. For I have heard the whispering of the crowd. Fear is on every side. They scheme together against me and plot to take my life. Into your hands I commend my spirit. But my trust is in you, O Lord. I have said, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me. Make your face to shine upon your servant and save me for your mercy's sake. Lord, let me not be confounded, for I have called upon you. But let the wicked be put to shame. Let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips put to silence what they speak against the righteous, with arrogance, disdain, and contempt. Into your hands I commend my spirit. How abundant is your goodness, O Lord, which you have laid upon those who fear you, which you have prepared in the sight of all, for those who put their trust in you. You hide them in the shelter of your presence from those who slander them. You keep them safe in your refuge from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he has shown me his steadfast love. For when I was as a city besieged, I had said in my alarm, I have been cut off from the sight of your eyes. Nevertheless, you heard the voice of my prayer when I cried out to you. Into your hands I commend my spirit. Love the Lord, all you his servants, for the Lord protects the faithful, but repays to the full the proud. Be strong, and let your heart take courage, all of you who wait in the hope for the Lord. Into your hands I commend my spirit. Lord Jesus Christ, when scorn and shame besiege us and hope is veiled in grief, hold us in your wounded hands and make your face shine on us again, for you are our Lord and God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory. For I am always with you, you hold me by my right hand, and afterwards receive me with glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory. Let us pray. Imagine how we would be if we were less afraid. Imagine how we would be if we held on to God's hands and allowed him to help us to be less afraid. Dear Lord, help us to be less afraid. Help us to trust you. Lord, in your mercy, thank you for this day, and thank you for this evening, and thank you for friends, and thank you for our wonderful community here in Charlton, so that when we need your help, you're there, and our community is here helping and supporting us when we need it. Help us to be less afraid, Lord. Help us to put our hands in yours. Amen. Uniting with prayers and with the whole company of heaven, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. May Christ, who has opened the kingdom of heaven, bring to us to reign with him in glory. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.